Unit 2. The different types of waste and how to dispose of them.
Welcome to this week's edition of Thinking Green, a podcast for both motivated environmentalists and average citizens interested in the actions necessary to keep our planet healthy. Today, we'll be talking about waste, but don't worry, it's not all garbage. Our jokes may be trashy, but it's important to take recycling systems seriously and learn about our roles in the waste chain. Wastes can come in different forms, and unlike citizens of this country, they are not all created equal. Every type of waste has special disposal methods to ensure that it is properly eliminated from the environment before it results in environmental and human hazards for the communities handling them. In order to ensure proper waste disposal, you should learn about the different types of wastes and peculiar ways of disposing them. Compostables, for instance, are organic materials that may also be referred to as biodegradable waste. Most compost wastes are generated from animal and plant sources and pose no threat to the environment. You can simply dispose of biodegradable materials inside a compost bin and use the resulting nutrient-rich material to fertilize your garden. Recyclable wastes tend to be the most confusing to the general population because they come in different forms and can be made up of many different materials. In most cases, recyclables include glass, cardboard, paper, metal, and some types of plastics. However, if a recyclable item has come in contact with oil or any other food products, then it becomes non-recyclable. You should clean recyclable items thoroughly before depositing them into a recycling bin and make sure you sort them into their respective categories. Speaking of categories, there are also some other types of wastes which need special treatment. One is, for example, hazardous waste. This type of waste can be described as materials that pose serious risks to the environment or the people handling them. Inflammable, corrosive, and reactive items that emit harmful fumes, for instance, are considered hazardous wastes. They also come in a wide range of shapes, sizes, and compositions. These hazardous wastes will require specific methods of disposal, which vary depending on the type of waste. A final example is solid waste, which can be referred to as other solid items that cannot be recycled or composted, that pose a serious threat to the safety of the environment. Solid wastes can also come in a wide range of shapes, sizes, and compositions. Most household rubbish is classified as solid waste and must be disposed of in large garbage cans or dumpsters. Most building materials, including the drywall, brick, and concrete, are considered solid wastes. These waste types are usually large and heavy and must be placed inside a dumpster. Basically, if it's used on a building site, it's heavy-duty trash and must be treated accordingly. Now you know a bit more about the different types of wastes and their appropriate disposal techniques. Make sure to check out our next podcast on the Great Garbage Patch to learn more about the impact of one particular type of waste on our environment. Until next time, stay informed and think green.